short sales. Price momentum builds strongly in both directions, but different crowd mechanics drive the underlying trends. Greed fuels stock rallies, while fear and pain guide sell-offs. Each trend direction displays special chart characteristics that elicit different formation types. In other words, don't try to just flip a chart upside down to predict price movement in very active markets. But smaller thrusts through range constriction show less variation from uptrend to downtrend. Here, the crowd behaves in a more rational manner as it moves in and out of positions. The smaller doses of greed and fear look alike through these zones. Consider the difference between uptrends and downtrends in the development of trading tactics. Stocks tend to fall farther and faster than they rise. Volume builds rallies, but markets will fall from their own weight. Greed burns out faster than fear, which must be healed over time. Fear induces panic selling, more reliably than greed induces panic buying. Momentum traders duck for cover quickly at new highs, but value investors routinely exercise great patience at new lows. Many active traders never sell short. The upward price bias of the secular bull market teaches painful lessons to short sellers who don't apply defensive strategies, and the esoteric concept of selling stock before ownership confuses narrow logic, although it follows common tactics that buy low and sell high. Many neophytes attempt a few short sales, get burned, and never look back. They fall into popular upside momentum strategies and never play any other setup. Long-term market success depends on the ability to adapt to diverse trading conditions. Many pattern cycle phases signal profitable short sales opportunities. As with long positions, these setups align according to the trend range axis. Classic strategies sell tests of old highs within ranges and use bear rallies to execute lower risk entries in downside momentum markets. Smart short sellers also focus the ET through several time frames and build profits through 3D charting techniques. Direct access execution revolutionizes short sale swing trading. For years, brokers relied on inefficient inventory handling that forced delays while excellent opportunities were lost. Short sellers had to overcome slow service and long phone calls to get permission to borrow shares. New interfaces now display available shares in real time, and modern electronic communication networks, or ECNs, trigger fast executions when placing orders above the current inside bid. Once these are filled, swing traders can manage short positions as easily as long ones. Swing traders must sell short within the context of the larger bull market. While the normal holding period will be short-term, never underestimate the public buying power that drives modern markets. Always use 3D charting to examine major indices in the view above the intended execution. Avoid selling short near major market support levels. Also remember that indices tend to shift direction frequently as corrections build. An expanding sell-off on a 5-minute NASDAQ chart rarely offers a safe environment for short sellers unless they operate through a very small execution window. Trends depend on their time frame. Swing traders can safely sell short into corrections that last only a few bars or days, but these brief entries require very careful planning. Review other time frames to avoid trend relativity errors, and examine the pattern closely to pick the optimum entry points. Once a sell-off is set into motion, buyers pull away and make execution more difficult. Wait for a pullback entry or get more consistent results by taking a position in narrow range bars just prior to the break. Classic contraction against an SR barrier offers a great tool to locate short sales as well as long positions. Counter-trend short sales require advanced trading skills. First, build a profitable history of selling into downtrends and range-bound markets. Intermediate declines within uptrends can produce outstanding results. But the underlying buying power restricts safe execution to a few well-marked setups. newer traders consistently sell short too early into these patterns and get ripped apart. Experience builds the required patience to wait for the perfect countertrend opportunity. Sell breakdowns from one SR level to the next. This requires defensive execution, precise measurement, and immediate profit-taking.